Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. And I am Some Guy.
And I am the Bugman's wife.
Yes. And today, we are with all of the Bugman's closest friends and family out on vacation. He's actually back home. But we all went on vacation, and we found the one beach in the world that is just without sand of any kind. It's very rare. I'm not going to tell you where it is, but it's just this oceanfront area, no sand, completely clean beach. It's the one place in the world that we think that Bugman would really enjoy being with us, but we've left him at home because we wanted to surprise him.
That's right. So no beach for him.
Nope.
Or sandless beach, if you call that a beach.
That's right. He'll be very surprised whenever all the pictures end up on Facebook. And he realizes he wasn't there. And we'll not tell him. That's the other thing. We're not going to tell him where this beach is, so he never has a chance of finding it.
Sad, because Bradley just, he likes the beach, but he wants a beach with no sand.
Right.
And he can't have it.
He can't have this. Mr. Bugman is turning 30 today. He's going to turn 30. I'm not sure what time. Do you know what time?
Gosh, I don't know.
Don't know?
I do not know. I'm so sorry.
Well, he's 30 going on 1,000. I like to say, because Mr. Bugman, for those of y'all that don't know him personally, is a 1,000-year-old man, and I love him to death. He's one of my best friends, and today is his birthday. So Bugman's wife wanted to do a special episode just for him to kind of talk about some things related to him, some things that happened when he was born. And we want to just really appreciate the year. 1989 it was, way back when Bugman was just the size of a small jelly bean at the beginning of the year. So here we go. What do we got?
So 1989, we had a lot of stuff go down, okay? So first of all, how do we trump his birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the world just changed
right
there.
Right.
He came in and boom, we're done.
Like, right.
There's no going back. Bradley was born. So, or Bugman.
The world had never seen a 1,000-year-old man born as an infant.
Like, he jokes and he'll say, I was born an adult. Like, I was born mm-hmm. an old man. And that's Bradley. Like, that is the Bugman. He
yeah.
he is an old man.
He
so
came out very grumpy. just absolutely grumpy. Wanting everybody to leave him alone. He wanted to lock himself in his room. Toy with
that's
his
it.
Toys. And that's it. He just an old man.
So, but there are other things going on in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
So we can celebrate with him. But Chase, so that World Wide Web, how about that? Tim
right.
Berners-Lee, a British scientist, actually invented the World Wide Web in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he did this so that scientists could actually share their research
yep.
back and forth together.
Yep. There was a new species on planet Earth that required studying that year. And, I mean, they needed to be able to share data about this raisin goblin baby that's 1,000 years old. It's just an interesting place whenever you have all these scientists the world over cooperating to kind of make sure everybody's got an eye on this baby. We're going to study him, and we're going to share notes no matter where he goes in the world. Bradley, you're being watched.
Yeah, they're keeping track of Bugman. I mean, things are happening and going down. And
yep.
so 1989, we have the web. And then, like, what, it's 2019?
Mm-hmm.
And where are we now?
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect. He's the Bugman. It's the World Wide Web. It goes together perfectly. It was made for him.
That's right. So 1989, the Berlin Wall came down.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they could have access back and forth through there. I'm not a huge history buff, but
right.
pretty significant.
Yep.
Do you like GPS? Do you use your GPS?
Do I use my GPS?
Yeah.
GPS. On my phone all the time.
Okay. So, yeah. Do you think you could live without it?
No. Nope. Because I would get lost everywhere.
So, that's the thing. Like, we're so just I mean, we got to have it, right?
Like, yeah.
We got to know where we're going. We got to punch it in. It's okay. I don't need your I just need your address. Don't give me the directions about turn, you know, three stop signs down by the come and go and the hair salon. Like, we just punch it in, right? Mm-hmm. So in 1989, the first of 24 satellites went up into the space that started GPS.
Right.
In 1989.
Right. So, exactly. I mean, it's, again, it's just still this theme of we've got to keep track of this kid. This strange Benjamin Button thing going on with being born 1,000. Berlin Wall comes down specifically because, I mean, we're going to have a world traveler here who likes to get outside of his house, you know, wants to go see things. Can't have walls standing up, so appreciate Ronald Reagan tearing down that wall so that Mr. Bradley could just go everywhere. He could kill bugs in every single part of planet, every continent, no walls. And all the while, the World Wide Web would keep track of him and share data. We could find him on GPS. It really was convenient that they installed that chip in him. I mean, elsewise, if we were here at this beach and, you know, he's getting close, we know.
We know
exactly how far away he is.
Gotta get out.
Which is nice. Everybody likes to know where Bradley is.
That's right, Bugman. So you hear us? All of these things happened so we could prepare the world for you.
That's right.
So another fun fact, 1989. This one's a little, I don't know, it's a little grim, but a 4,400-year-old mummy. So maybe the age of Bradley was dug up in Egypt, and it's one of the oldest mummies ever found.
Yeah.
But, like, if that's not creepy enough, her smile was frozen in plaster on, like, whatever mask thing they do. I don't know. I don't do this kind of thing.
Yep.
But, yeah, like, smiling.
Yeah, kind of wondering if this is a relative here, like a relative or some kind of strange, you know, Egyptian rebirth.
And they're coming out for his birth.
Kind of thing, exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, that's what your relatives do. You know, my brother just had my brother and his wife just had a baby yesterday. Well, today from when we're recording this, he had a baby at the beginning of this week. And I went down and held the baby and got to meet my niece and talk to her and tell her that we love her. And, you know, of course, 4,400-year-old mummy, that's what's going to happen. As soon as the new one is born, we've got this new, I guess that makes him an Egyptian pharaoh, being unearthed from his mother's womb. Now the relatives are being unearthed from their mother's tomb. See? It works.
And thank goodness that wall's down. So now that mummy can just
walk right over here. Exactly. And give Bradley everything he ever wanted. You know, got a whole roll of toilet paper just walking around, ready for the dude's birth. It's an amazing, wonderful picture of what it means to love your relatives.
Just like shake the mummy's hand and be like, yep, it's all good.
Yep.
So, okay, let me give you a name, okay?
Sure.
Daniel Radcliffe. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
terrible with names.
I've never seen any of his movies. I've never seen a single one of the movies. I'm not just talking about Harry Potter. I've never seen a single movie with Daniel Radcliffe in it. I'm sure he's a fine person.
Wow.
But I've never seen his movies, although I do know who he is. I know that he's Harry Potter and that he's done some other stuff.
Right.
But
okay, I'm kind of in shock now. Never?
Never
no
at
Harry
all. Never at all. No. Well, but see, I gave up Harry Potter so that I could have Bradley. It was a sacrifice worth making.
I see.
Because if I had one, you can't really... I mean, other folks can do one or the other, but for me, it was either Daniel Radcliffe or it was the Bug Man, and Harry Potter wasn't worth it.
I mean, so. I get that. So, he was born in 1989, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so, of course, he's doing awesome in life, right? He has all these movies. Do you know what age he started doing that at?
Who, Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes, when he first started Harry Potter.
Probably, like, 11.
That's right. It was 11.
Okay.
You're so good.
Look at me.
Yeah, 11 years old.
Never seen one of the movies. I know how old he was. See?
And so he turned 30 this year. And can you imagine the life that he's living?
Yeah.
Like,
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Right next. I mean, he was born the same year as the Bugman. That's a huge accomplishment. There's a lot to be said for being born the same year as a mummy child.
And then also, there's another birthday that I'm sure you know.
Right.
It's Taylor Swift.
Taylor
she
Swift.
She was born in 1989, too.
That's right. So. December 13th. She and I actually share this birthday. I believe that would have made... Okay, so mine was on a Thursday. Hers was on a Wednesday. Neither of us are unlucky then. You know, the 13th, Friday the 13th, all that. It's not...
Gotcha.
So there's nothing to be worried about, but... What is kind of Freaky Friday about this whole thing is that they're born the same year. Taylor Swift just happens to be the Bugman's absolute favorite artist of all time.
No way.
He's
been holding that a secret from me.
Every time we record the show, we have to listen to Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift. I mean, ever since that song came out, that is the pre-show ritual, and we sit through it, or I sit through it. He kind of lip syncs, and you know, we move on after we do that. But not a single episode has been recorded in the last 6 months without or however long 6 months, man, it's been forever that since that song came out. We've got to listen to it every time.
You know, I thought when I was doing laundry, I found an I Heart Taylor Swift shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, well, it's not mine.
Right.
So, I mean, right. I think there's something going on there.
Yeah. Unless Fives is a big fan of the singing country pop star, then it's that's on the Bugman there.
Yeah. Our dog is now wearing t-shirts, I guess. He can blame it on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just, I don't know. He's sharing some pretty big birthdays there, some birthday years, I guess.
Yep.
So one thing that we might all wish we could go back to in 1989 is just some of the finances, for good or bad, I guess. Mm-hmm. But okay, so have you been to the gas station lately?
Yes. And where you guys live, it's like $2. And where I live, it's like $2.50 right now.
Man, and I'm not going to lie. So... Bugman usually fills my car up for me, so
uh-huh.
I'm just plug that. He's such a good guy.
Uh-huh.
But so in 1989, what do you think a gallon of gas cost?
Well, you know, I have this theory. He really likes filling up gas because he's like literally putting his relatives directly into your tank. All that is just that, like the crude oil. You know how that's made, right?
No,
That's literally crushed dinosaurs that have been liquefied underneath thousands and thousands of years, millions of years of pressure underneath rock. And he's like feeding your car all of those relatives. Everybody that's ever come before him, just thousands and millions of years old, just like he is, directly into your car. It's a ceremony for him.
He's having like a power play there.
Yes.
Do you know what gas, what do you think? Like if you had to guess off the top of your head, 30 years ago, what would you pay for a gallon of gas?
Oh, well, it's hard because I've seen the notes.
Oh.
I did look. I'm sorry.
It was 97 cents though.
Yeah.
97 cents.
Yeah. 97 cents for a gallon of gas. And that was that the nationwide average?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Okay. And so all of these are like totally Googled.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to do something fun for Bugman. So yeah, don't like go winning debates over this information because it's about as good as your Google gets.
Actually, you know what? We're ready to argue. So send all of your corrections for the show to @Bugman_Bradley on Twitter. Just send them all directly to him and we'll file those under needs to be addressed and he'll take care of every single one of those.
So that's right.
If we make any mistakes, notify @Bugman_Bradley on Twitter.
We're just going to leave chaos for him. I actually had to break into his computer. I mean, I didn't know his password. I didn't know he had a password. And so I did my best guess. It took me like four times. Like, I'm going to get kicked out. And so I'm trying to like think where to put his stuff back. But, you know, it'd be fine. We'll give him all the mess of this.
Sure.
And he can clean it up.
Yep.
And so another money fun fact, stamps. Okay. So now we have these forever stamps.
Right.
So I don't actually know what a stamp costs.
Well, a book of stamps, which when you hear the word book, by the way, first time I ever had to buy a book of stamps for my job, I thought that a book of stamps would be a book with stamps in it.
Yeah. I totally
get
that.
That's not what it is. It's like a little strip, and there's like 20 stamps on it, and it's like $20.
Yes.
Or more. It's like $20-$25 or something like that. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how much a stamp costs.
Well, and it's like, if you don't get a stamp, you either get a book or a roll.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the stamp industry, whatever they're doing is just crazy.
Yep.
But a stamp was 25 cents.
So cheap.
In 1989.
So cheap.
I know. They're just living it up. So do you like TV?
Yes.
Do you watch TV?
Yes, I do.
Bugman likes TV. He does.
Lots of TV.
We binge watch a lot of things. That's probably my fault more than his. So in 1989, Seinfeld came out.
Uh-huh.
First came on TV.
Seinfeld, one of the best shows of all time. It is timeless, like our friend Bugman.
It is. I mean,
Years ago or 1,000 years from now, Seinfeld will play just as well to any audience. And Bugman is exactly the same. He comes to us from 1,000 years in the past.
I agree.
And we have this show together, and we still make people laugh every twice a month. So, you know, he just likes Seinfeld. I think they were sort of born of the same type of stuff, you know?
Just different generation, different air. And then the first episode of The Simpsons aired, which I don't really care for The Simpsons, but it's a big one out there.
I can't say I've seen a ton of The Simpsons, but I know that it is the oldest continually running animated show in the history of television, since it's been running that long. And so their 30th anniversary coming up, I guess it's just passed. For them, since that was back July 5th, 1989. But that is just a record-breaking show. Oh, that was Seinfeld that aired on July 5th. We don't know when the first episode of The Simpsons was. Maybe it's coming up. But either way, longest-running episode ever, oldest man living today, goes together like two peas in a pod.
I agree.
That's my joke, and I'm sticking to it. Bradley's old. He's old. And not
he
just because he's 30.
Love him. No, he has an old soul. We're not ragging on him because he's 30, but he is 30. But he does. He has an old soul, and he'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he owns it, and that's great. He owns who he is.
Yep.
So Disney's, you know, got a lot going on. So in 1989, they released The Little Mermaid.
Yep.
I love The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. It was a movie.
And it grew over 211 million worldwide. So huge, huge movie. You have your little fork as a brush. So now all kids no longer know how to brush their hair appropriately.
Right.
They use a fork.
Right.
All in name of Little Mermaid. So what's your Disney movie? Like, what is your...
Oh, my favorite? I don't know. I really don't know. Anymore, Disney is whatever my daughter has on the TV. So it's just, I guess, whatever her favorite is, that's my favorite too, because I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of Disney. Now, whenever I was a kid, we watched like Aristocats all the time. That was our jam. And then we had all these Disney princess movies. I've probably seen Little Mermaid 1,000 times. We had them all on VHS, you know. And we just would buy one and go home and watch it a bajillion times. So I can't really pick one. But anymore, it's...
Living through your kid, huh?
Yeah, it's living through her, exactly.
So, I mean, it's changing your favorite every hour.
Mm-hmm. Which is what she does. It has to be my favorite, because if it's not, I'll go insane. Because I have to watch 1,000 episodes of it, or I have to watch the movie 10 times. So it might as well be my favorite one.
Go ahead and learn the lyrics and put on your own little play.
Yep.
I gotcha.
That's the way that works.
So, Buckman also, he enjoys video games. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you like video games too, right?
Yep. Yep.
So
I do.
Classic, the Game Boy. You had a Game Boy, right?
I think I've got one in my office in here.
Okay. The Game Boy came out in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was like a staple for our childhood. I feel like everybody had their Game Boy. What? I don't remember what games were on.
I believe it is still the best-selling handheld device of all time. As far as, like, gaming devices are concerned, I don't think it's ever been outsold.
That one that came out.
The original Game Boy. I might be wrong about that, but I think, like, the big old fat, like, bitmap green looking screen, I'm pretty sure that's the one that, I mean, it's the first one. It's the one that sold the most out of Game Boys for sure, but I think it's the best selling handheld device, gaming device, ever.
That's crazy.
But oh yeah, it had everything. I mean, what do you want to play? It had Mario on it. There was a Metroid game on there. There was, of course, the one and only game that I had for a long time, which was Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening, which, by the way, is going to be re-released this year. So we've just got a whole lot of nostalgia coming back from the Game Boy. I'm super excited about that coming out. I'm sure Bradley will be excited about that as well. But it was the best. It was the absolute best, just like our boy Bradley. Thankful for the Game Boy. I appreciate Bradley bringing it into the world.
He just changed the world, mm-hmm. I guess. So Game Boy, can't not have a Game Boy.
Right. Like,
that's just, I don't remember a lot of games I had on mine, though. So I guess I just wasn't, maybe I wasn't a good kid.
You probably had Tetris.
Right.
Nearly everybody had Tetris.
Kirby. Was there a Kirby?
There was a Kirby. Yeah, I had a Kirby game. Tetris is like I think it was the best selling game on that system, because I think it shipped with Tetris in a lot of those units. But that, then there was like Super Mario World 2, and then Wario World came out. Like I said, Legend of Zelda, several others. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but just lots of good games for that one.
Maybe that's what I should get him. Like, go find an old Game Boy for his birthday and be like, here you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an old present, mm-hmm. but it's new. Does that count? Like, if you give somebody something super old.
Oh, my gosh. If you went out and found a brand new working, or not a brand new, but just, I mean, that would be expensive. But if you found a working, because I have one that'll turn on, but it doesn't work, a working original Game Boy, even if it was refurbished, that's a great gift. That's a fantastic gift. If I could get mine refurbished where it actually work and play games, I would probably never play it, but I would at least display it, and maybe there'd probably be a couple games, like a Pokemon game or two, that I would play on it just for old time's sake, just because. That'd be a great gift.
Love it. Mine would be, I'd have to do the duck game, like where you had the gun, mm-hmm. and you had to shoot the ducks down, the little dog popped up.
So
that's
like
my favorite.
The NES duck hunt game?
Yes, and I know they've redone it, but it's not the same. It's just not the same.
That's a pretty good fighter in Smash Bros., though. I mean, if you can get good with him, duck hunt's a pretty good fighter.
So, Bugman also loves movies.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I don't know what that is, so here we go. Yeah, movies.
All right.
I told some guy when we got on, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know what we're talking about. So I'm rolling with this. They're all for you, Bugman. But no, Bugman loves movies.
Absolutely loves movies.
And he gives me a hard time because I'm not a good movie watcher. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a hard time committing to like 1.5-2 hours. But I could binge watch all day. And he'll rag on me for this. But he loves movies. And he's always like, you want to see a movie? I'm like, no. But so top grossing movies in mm-hmm. 1989, Batman was number one.
Yes.
Are you a Batman fan?
I am a fan of this Batman movie. I have thoughts about the other Batman. I might be in a minority when I say that Christian Bale's not my favorite Batman. He's like the most, well, no, he's not the most recent one anymore. He was Batman when I was in high school and I thought his voice was dumb. But the Michael Keaton Batman, This is one that everybody hates, or people love to hate on, because it is one of the worst, like, cinematically, it is probably one of the worst Batmans, but I absolutely love this Batman because it's so weird, and so it's just wrong. It's just the wrong tone for a Batman movie, but that's what you get when you give your hopes and dreams to Tim Burton and let him... the guy that made The Nightmare Before Christmas,
yes,
they allowed him to direct a Batman movie, and they thought that was going to go okay. Well, it didn't. But it's a great... I love that movie. I just have a lot of nostalgia for it just because it's so weird.
It's not the fan favorite? Like, a lot of people don't care for that one?
No, they don't. They don't care for the Michael Keaton Batman, and the, you know, the Val Kilmer one either, that was sort of a... I guess the 90s Batman. But I grew up with those Batmen, and they were amazing when I was a kid. I recognize how bad they are now, but I'm just saying, if I had a choice between those Batmans, though, and this Bugman, I'd take this Bugman every time.
And I just nod along because I'm like, I don't know.
Nah.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade grossed number 2 for 1989.
Yep.
Pretty popular one.
Never seen it.
No, what? Never happens when I see a show that somebody else hasn't seen.
I've never seen a full Indiana Jones movie from end to end.
Wow.
Never seen it. It was the kind of thing you'd catch like on cable every now and then. You'd watch part of it or something, but we just didn't watch them. I don't know.
Did you feel like every time you walk into the room when that's on, it's the Rolling Stone part? That was me when I walked through the house. I feel like it was always on that scene. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But always Here Comes the Big. I think it's a suspenseful moment.
No, I do know that's not Last Crusade. That's Temple of Doom.
No, that's a different one.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about like when you always like walk, it's always on cable or do you just come like play through and never watch it all the way through?
It does always seem like the movies are on the same scene. They're always on the same moments when you catch them. Yeah.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it. I guess they want you to watch it. Like, they want to, like, make you watch it.
Uh-huh.
So, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yep.
Did you watch that?
Watched that a lot.
That was number 4.
That was a crazy movie.
How was that number 4 on grossing for 1989?
Don't know.
I don't know either.
Just a clean family movie is the only thing I can think.
I guess.
Because other than that,
my boat's not there.
I kind of think it's a little bland. I watched it a million times as a kid, but I think it's a little bland.
Well, and number 7 mm-hmm. was Ghostbusters 2, which, so to think in 1989, Ghostbusters 2 came out.
Yep.
So I have no idea when Ghostbusters 1 came out, but I don't know if I feel old or like, I didn't realize that. It's an old show.
No.
It's super old.
I don't remember much about Ghostbusters 1. I've seen Ghostbusters 1 from end to end, but it is not my favorite Ghostbusters movie. I love Ghostbusters 2 because I grew up with this, just absolutely adoring this movie because it's so weird. It's just such a weird movie, again, just like that Batman that came out this same year. This was a good year for people to be born and movies to come out with weird directors. I feel like we're just... We're very lucky that Bradley was tied into all this weird energy of Ghostbusters 2 and the Tim Burton Batman. All that, he just soaked all that up like a big old sponge and came to us with the laughs and the jokes to be great for the show that we do together. You got it all, buddy. You got it all.
All right, Bugman. So, music too. So, mm-hmm. 1989 music, which I'm terrible at knowing. And stuff, but Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yeah.
It was like number 3 top songs of 1989.
Right.
Again, this is all Googled, so take it as you will. If you've got something wrong with this ranking, I did not do it. Wind Beneath My Wing.
Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Dude.
That was number 7. Cher came out with If I Could Turn Back Time.
Mm-hmm.
Bon Jovi, I'll Be There for You. It was number 23 in 1989.
These are a list of all of Bradley's favorite songs before Taylor Swift became an artist. This is sort of his playlist from 89.
That's right. That's what was on his MP3 player, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
But yep. Yeah, so just crazy stuff going on in 1989, and then we have Bugman. So, mm-hmm. I mean, how about that?
Yep. It's crazy. I mean, he's made 1989 such a good year. Just, I think part of it is just there's so much that came out of 1989 that we wouldn't have if we didn't have Bradley, if we didn't have this Bugman to make 1989 so special. We would have missed out on all this history, because it's not like these songs come out, because you got to have somebody as creative and as awesome as Bugman to be born that year in order for anybody to have the inspiration to make these things. Listen, they're not letting Tim Burton make a Batman movie unless Bugman is born that year, okay? They're not making a Ghostbusters 2 where a dude, it's literally an evil painting that's going to come back to life and destroy the world unless it's Bugman's being born that year. It's a great, great moment in history. They brought down the Berlin Wall for him, for crying out loud. We have the internet because of him. We have GPS so we can watch where he's going all the time. And I mean, it's an awesome thing that he brought all these things to us. So
there you go, Bugman. All that.
That's right. Well, we're kind of, I don't know if you know, we thought maybe we'd do like 10 minutes of this. We're at the 30 minute mark here.
Oh my gosh.
We're doing a show. This is a show.
You're doing a show. So if we're
going to have a real deal show, we probably won't have an ad on this one, but we will go ahead and do some questions. I've got some questions for Bugman's wife about Bugman. Number one, what does Bugman do with his socks when he takes them off?
So what does Bugman do with his socks when he takes them off? If they're sweaty socks, like if they have made it through a day mm-hmm. or any kind of sweat, they're going to get rolled because they go together, I guess. They live together. And they're going to get thrown into the laundry hamper. If they are not sweaty socks. So Bugman doesn't wear toeless shoes.
Mm-hmm.
There are no flip-flops. His feet have to be covered. And so socks go on no matter what shoes he puts on.
Yep.
And so if they're like socks he's just put on to take the dog out or go do something real quick, then they're going to get separated because I guess they don't love each other without the sweat. And just kind of thrown to the side, mm-hmm. you know, maybe by the shoes, maybe by the bed, you know, might lose a soulmate here and there. But yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the sweat that brings them together.
Okay. Now, I'm of the opinion that every man has a throne at his house. Okay? Now, that throne is one of two things. Well, let's say one of three. It's one of three. It's either his toilet, it's his favorite chair in the living room, or it's his lawnmower.
Okay.
Now, which is it... For assuming he has a riding lawnmower, I'm pretty sure he does. Which is it for Bradley? Which throne would he say that is mine? No one sits there, or at least if you're going to, you got to be nice to it.
So, with you saying that, I kind of think I'm sitting on his throne right now. Like, I think it's his chair in his office, in his recording area. Like, because we have chairs in the living room. Of course, he has one, and I have one.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this is kind of his domain that I just totally broke into.
Okay.
And like moved his microphone, logged into his computer. I'm sitting in his chair and this is like, it's a really old wooden chair because uh-huh. you know, he's an old soul.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It couldn't be a lazy boy. Like right. It's an old office chair that he had redone. And so like, if I break it, like I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So but yeah, that has to be his throne. Like his system is here. It's all set up.
Sure.
He doesn't have a crown. I haven't found the crown.
If you would have asked me, my guess would have been there's got to be some kind of stool in his shop Like I thought you were going to throw me as like a curveball or something like that and say it's out there, but that's kind of funny. I didn't realize it would be in his office.
This is where he loves to be. Like this is his setup. This is his thing. So
okay. Well, good deal. Good deal. Let's see. Does Bugman have a Does Bugman have anything that scares him at night that wakes him up?
Does Bugman have anything that scares him at night? That might be me. Like, if I jump up or something, I'm like, because, you know, like, I'm going to hear a noise. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what was that? And that's going to make him jump up. Otherwise, he's out. Like, he's out cold. The dog might annoy him, but he's not going to worry about it. Like, I don't think fear is in his vocabulary, though. I'm not sure he gets scared of things. But it's more so of like, oh, my gosh, what now is happening that I have to deal with that I heard or saw or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he actually would be scared of anything.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be me.
Okay. All right. When Bugman, when he shaves, does he leave the hair in the sink or does he clean it all out?
Man. So I feel like early marriage years, he left more. And now, the talk, right?
Yeah.
Some guy. So in our sweet little wife hearts where we confront our dear and a loved husband about the hairs mm-hmm. that are in the sink and behind the sink and around the faucet. And then you try your best to clean them up. And it's like, did you forget there's a spot behind the sink? But no, like he's super good about it now, but it took a couple of like those moments where I'm like, this hair, it's everywhere.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Bugman. I love you dearly.
That's okay. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. I'm only asking this one because I know the man. What is the most expensive piece of clothing or accessory that Bugman wears on a regular basis other than his glasses?
Oh, okay. So,
and his wedding ring. Was cut out glasses and the wedding ring. Something he's wearing. By like it's elective. It's just something he likes to wear.
Is his wedding ring supposed to be expensive? No, I'm kidding.
Well, mine's not. I lost mine in a river. This thing cost me $2. So not necessarily, but
most expensive thing he would wear. So fun fact about him is he hates logos. Like he doesn't care to wear anything with a logo.
Yeah.
Like he would wear a blank hat before he would wear a logo. So he's all about some plain t-shirts. I guess his boots, he wears, steel toe boots mm-hmm. to work in, and that becomes his shoe all over.
I was about to say, he wears those steel toe boots. He wears those things everywhere.
Yeah. That's right. There's not a lot of variety in Bugman wardrobe. Like
right.
it is kind of basic. It's, you know, you got your old man soul going on,
but he's got that original style though.
He does. I'm really waiting for the suspenders to come in. Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're coming or not.
Oh,
like sometimes
maybe.
I'm like, are we going to have suspenders? But no, he has no interest in them yet.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So the
one day.
Most expensive item he wears then would be the boots.
His boots. Although I will say this, he is a watch guy.
Uh-huh.
He likes watch. He
yeah.
does like the watch.
But that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. Because he's so old. We're not talking like an Apple Watch or some kind of advanced Android thing.
No.
He wants like, something that has been, like, that was crafted.
It,
like your grandpa got it in the war years ago, like the Great War, not even World War II. We're talking, you know, the number one World War I 1.0. Some dude went over in Germany and found an old that dude was 1,000 years old, bought a watchmaker's watch, and then brought it back over here to the United States, and it was given to Bugman. Like, that's the kind of stuff he likes to associate with.
That's right. I actually found for him one year a wood watch. Like, the band and everything was made out of wood. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I would have to say those would be all the questions that I've got about the Bugman. And I think what that means is we've got this one figured out.
Yeah. And I mean, some guy, I just want to say thanks for having me. I want to shout out to your fans because it's so cool that they let y'all do this and they just stand beside you and support you. And, you know, some guy and Bugman are just so awesome and they do so much for others and they're just super cool people. And so I thank y'all for letting us have this platform where they can do their thing. And so I hope he gets a laugh out of this. I appreciate y'all for bearing through 1989 to surprise him, and I hope he has a great birthday. And so happy birthday, Bugman.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this will go on record, I think, as our longest show ever.
Oh no. I'm so sorry. And probably like the most boring show.
No,
I'm never
fine.
Coming back.
It's fine. No, I think it's great. I think it was a great show. So is there anything before we sign off entirely, is there anything that you want to say directly to the Bugman?
To the Bugman. So this may crash and burn, but he's always making me do anything he can do, he makes me try to do. So like if he's doing something outside, if he's digging, like whatever, he's going to make me do it just so I know how to do it. So I've officially done a podcast. For better or for worse for the world, it is out there. I don't think I can take it back.
Nope.
And just, you know, Bugman, you put up with a lot. I love you. You're awesome. And I'm glad you are who you are and for everything you brought to us in 1989. So yeah, happy birthday.
All right. We'll leave it at that. Thanks folks for tuning in. You can catch our show, every other Monday. We just had an episode come out this last week, so there won't be one out this coming Monday, but the Monday after that. You can find our show at Some Bugman on Twitter, and you can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter. Also, you can send all complaints to and find Mr. Bugman at Bugman. It's at Bugman Bradley or at Bugman _ Bradley on Twitter. Send any emails you got to somebugman@gmail.com. And if you like what you've heard, if you want more of this kind of thing, then head over to our Patreon. Our link is in the show notes to that Patreon and contribute something there for us to continue to be able to deliver stuff like this to you guys. You guys reach out to the Bugman on Twitter today. Let him know to have a happy birthday and that you appreciate him. He's a great guy, one of my best friends. Lucky to have him around. So that's all we got to say today. Thanks for listening, and Bugman, thank you for existing.